We love better value at Dunnes Stores. Start your day right with Kellogg's breakfast cereals like Crunchy Nut 720 gram, now half price. And choose from a fantastic range of refreshing soft drink 12 can packs like 7-Up and Pepsi Max, just €7. Then toast to savings with 20% off a great selection of wine and champagne like Dada and Moët Chandon. Dunnes Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Prices subject to deposit return scheme fees. Please drink sensibly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sticking with all things Taylor Swift, fan culture has become unhinged in all the wrong ways. Obsessive, expensive, insanely well-groomed, sterile and self-monitoring. So says journalist and author Suzanne Harrington, who joins us now this morning. Suzanne, you are quite dismissive of the Swifties, the Taylor Swift fans.
Well, yeah, a bit. I should add before I get death threats that I don't have anything against Taylor Swift herself. She sounds like a wonderful person who brings a lot of joy, and she's obviously a very good egg. It's more the thing that's really struck me is the kind of mad commercialization of being a fan these days. You know, it's a really expensive, obsessive pursuit, and also it's really conformist. Like, everybody kind of thinks the same, looks the same, follows. It's like she's a life coach rather than an artist or a performer. There's an element of life coach to her, and it's so wholesome, and it's so kind of, it's almost churchy. And I find that a bit weird, because isn't art and performance meant to kind of shake you to your core rather than just be kind of nice and safe and lovely and wholesome? I don't know. I am too old.
Okay. Well, there's a pair of us in that. But a couple of things. First of all, have bands or artists not always had a tribe that are like Cure heads, I'm thinking? You know what I mean? Like they all looked the same and they all had the smudgy lipstick and the mad Robert Smith hair and stuff. So looking all the same is not new and is not unique to them. And also, I will out myself here and say, I went to see her in Lisbon about a month ago. And I actually did find the crowd fascinating, because she is a bit mesoniac to them, clearly. But to me, what it was that these young women, and it was almost exclusively young women, that she says what they feel, that she's not like a big sexy, it's not about the male gaze. She's actually speaking, you know, about breakups and heartbreaks and even being a bit crazy sometimes, the crazy ex-girlfriend and all that stuff. And these women, these young women who were in their like teens and 20s and 30s, really relate to hearing their story told in some way.
Yeah, 100%. And I took my daughter to see Lizzo a few years ago before she kind of went mega. And it was the same experience. It was Lizzo as life coach. But it was fabulous. It was in a small venue and there was a very kind of other audience, the audiences that wouldn't fit into the kind of classic, you know, spectrum of what we consider beautiful or thin or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that was Lizzo spoke to the audience extraordinarily. The resonance was really, really strong. What I am objecting to is the kind of the mad, insane commercialization of it. It's like Taylor Swift has become this product rather than art. So commercial.
Well, I no argument with the commercial. Like the tickets were eye-watering. I was horrified. I went with my daughter too, and I was horrified as I was buying them that I was spending this amount of money on two tickets. It just struck me as kind of wrong. But is it a couple of things? First of all, I just wonder if there's some kind of misogyny. I don't mean in you, but I mean behind the some of the things that are said about Taylor Swift in general, because she played for 3.5 hours when I was there, and so many different genres. She was hopping up playing her acoustic guitar, then she was playing electric guitars, then she was on the piano, then she was singing. She writes all her own music. She could have played for much longer than 3.5 hours. And in fairness, she has some banging tunes, really good tunes, really nice love songs, all of that. So she is an artist, there's no question. And I sometimes wonder when she's... I remember Damon Albarn of Blur a few years ago saying, like, she's all right, but I mean, shame she doesn't write her own music, which was ignorant on his part because she does. And I just sometimes wonder, is it the fact that she's a young woman and so super successful that, that people feel, you know, if she was a bloke, if she was Harry Styles or something, would people be a bit more, oh, what a talent? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And I also think you said about the shiny sanitised thing. Do middle of the road people who aren't, you know, do they not deserve their own artists? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, everybody deserves an artist that they can relate to, and I'm not for a second disputing Taylor Swift's clear and obvious talent. I don't know. It just seems like it's like capitalism has kind of eaten fandom. I think that's my point. Really, Taylor Swift is just an example. It could be Harry Styles. It could be any of those massive, shiny stadium people that just, you know, have a talent and an act, and then that. But there, it's so far removed, and you need serious money to engage with it.
Look, thank you for that. That is journalist and author Suzanne Harrington. If you want to read that article, of course, you can read it in its entirety on the Examiner. It is available, and some very interesting points.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
We love better value at Dunn Stores. Start your day right with Kellogg's breakfast cereals like Crunchy Nut 720 gram, now half price. And choose from a fantastic range of refreshing soft drink 12 can packs like 7-Up and Pepsi Max, just €7. Then toast to savings with 20% off a great selection of wine and champagne like Dada and Moët Chandon. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Prices subject to deposit return scheme fees. Please drink sensibly.